Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio. All right, happy Monday morning, and we're back to be glad to be back on the air live this Monday morning. We're very, very excited about all of the momentum that is absolutely building each and every day with Iolo. What's going on with you in the field as an independent agent? My name is Tony Williamson. Glad to be your host. Our call-in number is 718-664-9145. Be sure and text that out to your team right now. Let them know we're live on the radio. We're ready to go. We're rocking and rolling, and we've got Mr. Bud Nemeth on board this morning. I know that you're probably hunkering down, but I hear you guys are in for a winter blast in Tennessee today.
Yes, we are. Good morning, Tony. Great thing about working from home at times. First of all, I just want to say I hope everybody had a wonderful Valentine's Day. I got to share some amazing time with my beautiful wife. Very excited about that. Also, yes, the weather. Please, if you are traveling at all today or in the next few days, please take extra precautions. Drive safe. There's a 20-car pileup here in Murfreesboro already. There's already been some fatalities, and very dangerous out there. The weather, unless you're in Florida or the South where it's warm, if you're in any type of weather situation, just make sure to take extra precautions or don't come up. You don't have to.
Well, Bud, we are really expecting you to stay home today then, right?
Yeah. The sad thing is the kids were predicting 7 to 12 inches of snow, and then it went to 3 to 7. Now it's 1 to 3, and there's not a flake on the ground. So we went and bought all these super-duper sleds yesterday, and kids wanted to use them today. and now there's no snow on the ground, so we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure you won't have to go too far north. It looks like it's tracking a little bit north of you today. We've got Mr. Donnie Crisp. I'm pretty sure you're not seeing any snow out there where you are, Donnie. How are you, man? Good morning.
Man, I'm doing great. Now, it's still, I'm in shorts and a T-shirt right now, but we're supposed to be dropping about 20 degrees here within the next hour. So feel for you guys up there, man. It's chilly.
It is chilly, and I'm in the Great White North, and it's freezing here. But I tell you what, it's hot on the street because Iolo is rocking and rolling, bud. We had a great week last week. I know you've had some good feedback about the training that went on here with Iolo Radio last week. So I guess everybody wants to know what's going on this week and why should they tune in to Iolo Radio this week?
Oh, no reason. Well, maybe there's a few. Yes, Tony, we have a big major announcement right now that I've been waiting for over a week that I wanted to have done before we've ever had the 13th agent on board. But, Tony, today I can officially announce that the Iolo new Iolo website is completed, done,
woo-hoo,
open, and ready to use, okay? Now, that is a huge announcement, and I want to thank everybody who had a hand in putting this together, especially Jarrett Holmes, our main web developer, and obviously Alan and everybody on the back end, Ken Presley. I can go on and on. There's so many people that helped put this together, but I can tell you, there's a few things you have to know. After today's show, and you may want to get a pen and write this down just to be looking for it and make sure you know the process and what's going to happen, and we'll post this in your back office. But after today's show, Tony, every agent is going to receive an email from corporate with your agent ID number. your agent ID number. This is how you are going to ensure that you get credit for enrolling a merchant. So the new website that is live is hosted at iolomerchant.com. For all agents that are planning on enrolling merchants, this is where you will send them to get all the information they need and then some. iolomerchant.com. So if you have a redirect, if you have bought a domain name and you are currently having it go to our replicated websites, please, if you're marketing to merchants, you may want to change that and have that go now to iolomerchant.com. All of the agents across the country are going to be sending folks to that website, merchants to that website. If you are with a merchant and they are ready to enroll, that is where you will go, and you will click Enroll Now, and you will enter your agent ID number so that you get proper credit for that. It is a shorter, easier way to get it done rather than enter usernames that change or that people can misspell or whatever the case may be. So if you are at a merchant, obviously you will know your own agent ID number, and you will click Enroll Now, enter your agent ID number. Well, in fact, let me click on Enroll Now. When you enroll now, it takes you to a page that says, congratulations on making the decision to enroll as a merchant with Iolo and offer your customers the best no credit check rent-to-own purchase option in America today. Please enter the ID number of the Iolo agent who introduced you to us so they can be notified to make it a top priority to get you and your staff properly trained to increase your sales and maximize your results with our program. If you do not have it, please get back in touch with the Iolo agent and ask them for this information to proceed. Thank you. And there is a box there, Tony, where you will enter your agent ID number and click Submit Now, and that will go right to your merchant application, your merchant enrollment application. It is very important that everybody understands this process and that everybody knows their agent ID number. So, again, after the show today, we will be sending you your ID number. Now, again, real quick review of this site. When you go to the home page, it is a fantastic page. It's going to start with the video, and again, once the new merchant video is done, that will be where it's placed. If you know, Tony, a lot of agents are so great in the field talking with merchants that the merchants are ready to sign up. They don't need to see any additional information. That's fantastic, but we wanted to make this duplicatable for everybody. And we wanted to have all the information available that a merchant may need. But a lot of times when they go here, all they're going to do is you can just say, hey, if you're not with them, Tony, you can make sure, hey, go to iolomerchant.com, click on Enroll Now, and enter this agent ID number. Enter this number where it says agent ID, and then give them your number. Don't lose another sale Enroll Now. So the main thing, and if they haven't seen the video, And again, I would suggest using the video. It's a great tool. It's duplication. It works. It gives them all the information they'll need. But they can watch the video and click Enroll Now. If they don't enroll now, they can go look at some additional information, the first 15 bullet points of the benefits to them as a merchant. The next section has how does Iolo compare? And you can, it's a toggle button. You can click the plus, and it will explain why Iolo is better than cash, why Iolo is better than credit cards, why it's better than traditional financing, and why we beat our competition. The middle section says use Iolo to increase profits, and it talks about the POS marketing materials, advertising ideas, incentive programs, contests, and promotions. So we're going to have all of that information in a resource page for merchants to use to build and advertise their business and have maximum results with our program. Then it talks about the assistance. It talks about the portal training, the employee portal training, customer support. Now, unlike other sites, we are not putting all of our training and all of our trade secrets out in public information. We will have this back through a link through the portal where they will be able to get all the benefits of being an Iolo merchant. Next, because a lot of merchants ask and they care about their customers, are the top 15 bullet points and benefits for their customers. Then it goes down to a section that explains the requirements. It does say up to $2,500 or more because, again, the standard of most companies in the industry do $2,500. Some don't even do that much, but we may change this in the future. But right now, $2,500 or more covers us. And again, it keeps the information consistent. There's another section right below that, Tony. It says, for more customer-specific information and FAQs, click here. That's going to take them to the customer page that you can get to at the top of the navigation bar. Then there's some great testimonies. These are written testimonies right now. I'm excited because we are going to be able to travel this week and record some video testimonies and some video trainings with merchants across the country. So we're excited about that. And then, I have to find out where this link went. At the bottom of the page, and there'll be continuing to be tweaks on this site, Tony, but at the bottom of the page it says don't lose another sale. There's supposed to be an enroll now link. So what we've done is we've given them the option to enroll at any time at any point in the site. Another page, the next page at the top, it says about Iolo. When you click on that, there's a picture of our building, a couple of slides of our building. There's also a welcome to Iolo. There's our company mission, philosophy, our promise. It lists our current markets that we're involved in. And then it's got a meet our team, and it's got information on Alan and Dan and Mike and several others. So, again, there's some information there that has been much sought after from the merchants in the field who have never heard of Iolo. And, again, this will continue to improve. Real excited about that. Next is the FAQ section. You can click on that, and you'll see all customers and merchants. So when you're with a merchant, if they have questions, go here, click on merchant, and then, you know, review the questions with them. Or if they have a question that falls in here, you can show them where that information is. Also, if they have questions about customers and how this will work with their customers, you can click on the customer tab. And again, it answers all the customer-specific questions. If it says, do I need to have a Social Security number, you can click on it. What if they don't have a job? Can they still qualify? All those questions are answered. These are frequently answered questions, and all the answers are there for you. The next section is customers. So, again, if they want to see some more detailed information on customers, that will have the customer video that we showed, the new video. It also has, you know, just some benefits. Do I qualify? And then the benefits. And it tells them to apply in the store. But again, if a merchant is ready, they can click on the sidebar. It says enroll now. Don't lose another sale. Enroll now. If they just want to get to the enroll now page, they can click on enroll now, and that takes them directly to the page to enter the ID number. And then there's a contact us button, Tony. It has a great map, color coordinated, green and blue. It's got the our headquarters address. Then it says, we'd love to hear from you, but first, get back in touch with the Iolo agent that introduced us to you, please, and they will be thrilled to answer all your questions and get you started. If you are unable to reach them, please go ahead and fill out the information below. We want to give them a way to contact somebody, but again, we want to always direct them back to you since they're your merchant. So, Tony, that's the website. It's up. It's running. It's beautiful. It works. We've had some web developers and people in the industry for years just say it's one of the most professional sites they've ever seen. It's mobile, responsive. It'll fit across any platform. It shrinks down and lines up. It's just a beautiful website. Happy and thrilled, and I think it's going to be an amazing tool, especially when we start getting the video testimonies and then start adding the training content on the back end for the merchants. It's going to be great. So there you have it, live and ready to use starting today.
Well, you know, that's really fantastic. By the way, I do see that other button you're talking about at the bottom of the page here as I was kind of following along with you. Also,
yeah,
You got yours now.
Yeah.
Also, I think the customer page is really cool, and the new video is on there, which is the hand-drawn, promotion for the customer page.
Yeah,
that's really, really slick.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, really slick, really slick. Very, very exciting. Well, you know, why don't we give the audience a chance today, Bud, to just add their comments or thoughts or any questions that they might have. So the major
change for the agents in the field really is that today they will be getting an email from ILO that's going to have their unique user ID number. It'll be their agent number, and that's a significant change for us in the field. Because before this moment, we were using a username that everybody had assigned for themselves. And so you guys made a decision, obviously, to make a little bit more flexibility into that program. So everybody have a unique ID number, and that's what they'll be using. And everybody's going to be this. I really like the consistency of this program, but everybody's going to be going to the same website. So once you have memorized this, which is iolomerchant.com, and you've memorized your ID number, then you couldn't possibly get this wrong. You know, you're right there with every merchant wherever you're going. That makes it very easy for us in the field. Because there's been a couple of times when I caught myself scrambling to try to figure out, okay, how do I get to the right place so that I make sure that when I'm signing up this merchant that I'm getting, you know, him signed up in my team, not somebody else's, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, Tony, I believe this is the best way from a functionality standpoint, but also we'll probably have some new business cards available shortly that will allow you to have your agent ID printed right on the front. We'll keep a clear back so people can write notes on it. That's been one of the requests. We'll have multiple templates, but one of those will include the opportunity for you to have your agent ID number on there. The other thing I want to say, Tony, before we take questions, the agent replicated website that we have been using, the IOLOAgent.com/username, that site right now is going to be geared towards prospecting and team building your agency. That is what it is for. It's not to send merchants to. In fact, it's going to be changing. We've made some temporary changes in it, but if you're talking to somebody about IOLO, a lot of people have been sending them to bestpay.info, which is fine because it has some generic information, and then it says get back with the agent that introduced you. But basically, we've taken that information from the bestpay.info website, put it on the replicated website so that you can send your prospective team members, if you choose to build an agency, you can send those to your replicated website. So if you want to start advertising that, as far as marketing to build an agency, you can use that website. If you're talking to somebody you'd like, a sales professional, who you'd like to expose the IOLO business, the agent opportunity end of it portion to them, go ahead and send them here. It's got a hello. And it says right at the top of the page now, Tony, it says if you are a merchant considering using IOLO at your business to help increase your sales, please go to IOLOmerchant.com. So this is not the site for them. Right, because this exposes them to the agent opportunity. And while we do allow a merchant to become an agent, it is not until after they have enrolled their business with you as a merchant already. So we don't want them to go ahead and enroll and then enroll themselves. Their first store, if they have multiple stores, has to belong, agent on record has to be the person that introduced them to IOLO and not themselves. So on here, Tony, again, you've kind of got in one page the multiple pages that were on bestpay.info. Talks about, hello and welcome. This website was designed for sales professionals considering becoming an independent agent. Talks about the market, talks about a five-figure income. Then it shows the videos and it explains who we're looking for as customers, who we're looking for as merchants. And then it's got the 17-minute agent overview that has our compensation plan explanation in it. And really the only link I want on there is register for free as an agent and the login. Right now we've got the other links for customers and merchants, but those will be going away soon during this transition period. We thought it was best to leave them, but currently they can register as a merchant right there. But we would prefer them not to because eventually that will go away. Does that make sense, Tony?
Yeah, it does, man. It makes a lot of sense. In fact, it makes a lot more sense. It just keeps getting easier. And that's the cool thing. And, you know, for those that may have just be joining, you know, IOLO for the first time, maybe this morning or maybe late last night, You know, welcome to the team. This is Iola Radio. My name is Tony Williamson. Glad to be your host. We're talking with Mr. Bud Nemeth, Director of Marketing. Our call-in number is 718-664-9145. And, Bud, I think we ought to, you know, we've had a few people raise their hand. If you'd like to, we can take a couple of questions and see what the temperature is out there in Iola land. Let's go to area code 301-8591, last four digits, 8591. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Good morning. I had a couple questions. Specifically, to qualify for up to $2,500 or more seems to be a change. A couple of weeks I listened to the broadcast, and it was stated, unless I'm mistaken, that the new increase was $3,000 now. So I wanted to address that. And also I've been having some difficulty logging onto the agent website. So,
okay, let me address the first part of that. Is it is $3,000? That information is correct, and that's why we put $2,500 or more. Eventually, we'll be going up to $4,500 and potentially even more than that. But in order people want to see a number. They want to know at least that we're as competitive or more competitive than everyone else in our industry. So rather than not put a number at all, because we are ultimately increasing each month we've added. I mean, when I started, we were at $1,000. We went to $1,500 and then $2,000 and then $2,500. Now we're at $3,000. The challenge there and the reason we added or more is because it shows a minimum that's competitive with everybody else in our industry, and then it says or more, and that way we don't have to change every video. It takes time, effort, and resources to change all the videos and all the content and everything every time we have an increase. So you will see the information available up to 3,000 at several different places, but in all of the marketing material at this point, it's up to 2,500 or more. That explains, I hope that answers that question. As far as not being able to log, not sure if you're saying log onto your IOLOAgent.com replicated website. You get there by going to IOLOAgent.com/your username, whatever username you chose. Or if you're having trouble logging into the back office, which again, if you go to that website, IOLOAgent.com/your username, at the bottom right, it says, at the bottom right, it's got the click here for existing agent login. You'll click on that. It should pre-populate your username. You'll enter your password and a four-digit CAPTCHA and hit some enter, and you should be able to go right into your back office. So if that's not letting you, you may want to ask for a new password that will allow you to try to get in that way. Otherwise, if you can't get in, you can't submit a support ticket. But if you can't get in that way, then please contact, agent support. Call the corporate number and click agent support, and we'll get you on the line with somebody that can walk you through that.
All right, let's go to area code 929, last four digits, 4618. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing? How's your weekend? And I see it's getting cold down there, Bud. You're getting some snow. I used to live in Nashville. I am so excited about Iola, and I've never been in any organization where I look forward to the calls, and I was saying to myself and the person who introduced me to the opportunity. I said, I wish they had this on weekends, because we were brainstorming over the weekends about the opportunity. We talk not almost every single day, we talk every single day, several times a day. I know he's on the line, Craig Hardy. My question is, can you go through the process of not selling? But I know some of the things we can't sell. I know we can't include activation fee, installation, labor, shipping, or delivery costs when we do furniture. So what are some of the other things that can be included in a sale for cell phone stores and for tire shop? For jewelry, that's pretty straightforward. But so can you give me an example of what cannot be included? And how do you prevent a merchant from adding things in? And what request do I have as an agent? Or would that something that IOLA would take up with them if you do find out they're including charges to the customer that we can't recoup?
Yeah, actually, that's a great question. And first of all, I share in your excitement. Even though we only have this radio show 5 days a week for, you know, typically 30 to 40 minutes a day, we are on the phone throughout the week, day and night, and, you know, just everybody that we're working with is so excited about what we've got. It's so unique, and it's so powerfully potential. It's amazing. So we understand that, and the one thing I tell all of our new prospective agents and team members is ahead of time, I'm just going to warn you, you will lose some sleep once you understand what you have a hold of. And so after a day or two, when they call me at 5 a.m. or at midnight and they say, I'm having trouble sleeping, I said, I warned you ahead of time that would happen. So it's happened to me countless. I think as soon as you register, they ought to send you some, we ought to send out some sleeping aids to help you sleep because you're going to lose some. But on the part there with writing a contract, again, we cannot recover. It has to be a personal, tangible item that can be recovered or repossessed or returned. Okay, because if somebody doesn't want to continue their contract, if they've only wanted to rent the item for a month or two, or something happens and they can't financially continue their contract, then we want to offer them the opportunity to return that item. They cannot return labor. They cannot return monthly service. They cannot return installation fees. It has to be the item, and that value has to be legitimate. And let me tell you, we have a team, a phenomenal team at corporate that checks this stuff every day. They catch merchants all the time. Typically, if it's, you know, they'll contact the merchant and they'll explain this. They won't even approve the contract. I mean, a lot of times the contracts will come in, and our team that does this is so educated in this industry and in doing these contracts that they understand that a $200 phone is not going to sell for $600. They understand, and again, merchants will try to get away with that. That's one of the things that we as agents can help police in the field. We are looking also at putting together a merchant handbook, and in a lot of the merchant training videos, we're going to allude to what they can and can't do and what will get them terminated. But we have terminated merchants in the field for fraud. We will not put up with fraud. And again, we may get some negative feedback out there on the internet in the future because we are terminating agents. But in order to protect the golden goose, you have to make sure that the golden goose is still alive, and nothing will kill us faster than letting thousands and thousands or tens of thousands of merchants nationwide cheat the plan and put us in a bad financial position. So that is not going to happen. We have safeties in place, checks and balances all over the system, red flags all over the system, and we have a team of experts who are on that every day. So again, as far as tires and wheels, typically when you buy the tires and wheels, the installation and all that stuff's included, and that's fine because that's just common in the industry. But we're not going to cover if somebody goes back in to get their flat changed or get their wheels rotated or balanced or anything like that. But typically, if they are approved up to a certain amount, let's say $1,500, they can include the item. They can typically include accessories, especially with the cellular devices, if they want a case, if they want a headset to go with that in the gaming systems, if they want, you know, a game or two and some headphones that go with it, and I think the max is two games, you know, and different things. They can include accessories and the sales tax up to that full amount that we've approved them for. But other than that, you know, it has to be a personal, tangible, recoverable item. Falls into our categories and into our limits and into their approval amount. Now, again, if they want something outside of their approval amount, If they work out the difference with the merchant, that's okay too. Let's say they want an iPhone 6 that's $800 and they only got it qualified for $700 with us. If they want to come out of pocket and pay the $800 to the merchant, that's fine. But understand, if they return that phone, they don't get to keep $100 of it. The whole phone comes back to us, okay? If they want to return it or they stop making payments. So I hope that answers those questions. Tony?
I think that's great. Let's go to area code 808, last four digits 9417. Good morning, you're live on the radio.
Aloha, good morning, Izzy from Hawaii.
Good morning. Good morning, Izzy.
Good morning. Yes, sir.
Morning, Izzy.
Aloha, good morning. Man,
oh. Izzy, you're
aloha,
breaking up a little bit.
Can you
hear me?
Yeah, we got you. You were breaking up a little bit there. Yeah, we got you.
Oh. Aloha, good morning. Anyway, we're super excited. I'm so glad you have that up today. So we can start using fully utilize this site, correct? And the ID number, what ID number are you referencing to upon sign up?
That's
a good question.
Izzy, that's
a great question.
Well, every agent within our system is assigned an ID number, an agent ID number, and we use that on the back end for many things that you never would have any reason to see prior to this. But since we want to make sure that you do get the credit immediately and properly, and it's hard-coded through the agent ID number, so the username would then transfer to an ID number, but there's a lot of people thought that putting the username in would create more of an issue than just simply putting a number in. So there's several other reasons, but you will be sent after today's call, shortly after, we're going to send out an email to every single one of our agents with your own agent ID number in it. So make sure you write that down, keep that handy, get it memorized. It's real right now, I think it's it's a five-digit number. So, yeah, no big deal there. But just remember that agent ID number so that you get proper credit. Everything gets coded properly in the system, and that's really the simplest way to do it. Again, if you're there with the merchant, it's going to be simple because you're the one that's going to enter that number and make sure you get to your merchant enrollment application form for them. But, yes, that's why that number exists, and we will send that out to you to memorize as soon as you can.
All right. I know it's awful early out there, Izzy, so we appreciate you getting up so early to get on the radio with us. Area code 601, last four digits, 1554. 601-1554. You're live on the radio.
This is Don. I've been trying to get into my back office and do this thing, and I guess I joke with Jimmy Lyles and Kerry and everything. I guess I got one of those Bill Clinton's computers or whatever. It remembers what it wants to when it wants to. And now I cannot. I did my password. It doesn't do. Then I put up there, forgot password, put my username. Now they don't even recognize my password. And I even someone gave me theirs because I wanted to listen to videos and get to understand, because I got salesmen all through the country that I'm going to recruit, and I got business and stuff like that. I had over 2,000 accounts. Different people do different things, you know, and everybody knows somebody. So I'm going to take the opportunity on this, but I cannot get in to watch in my back office, watch the videos. And what number can I contact and see why that I can't get this? Because, like I said, they don't even recognize my username anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what, Don, that's a great question. I had the same problem. And you know what my problem was? My problem was I didn't realize that was a CAPTCHA number down there. I thought it was a counter for how many people were hitting that page. And so I was just kept logging in and logging in and logging in. I mean, that's me, right? I didn't get it. But that's actually a CAPTCHA number down there. So you have to enter those four digits in that field in case anybody else out there besides me. I might be the only one in the whole world that didn't pick up on that, Bud, but that's one thing that was keeping me out of it.
Like right now, I've got a certain number down there, so I hit my password, and then It's not bright enough to see a little box, and if you look real close now, that I can see a box down there. So that is probably the reason why I do that, because I wanted to know what other, you know, Kerry Cannon down in Mobile keeps telling me, you know, he's going after the tire stores and doing this and phone people. And I said, well, look, I've got this and this, and I've got a representative that's a broker for AT&T, and I always happened to be in there and talked to him, and I said, do you ever have anybody that's get their get refused credit and stuff like that? He said, yeah, we do from time to time, definitely. And I said, well, look, maybe I can go after, even though they're an AT&T store, but he's a franchise, he had to see anybody walk away that he could sell, you know. And
you're right, Don. And that, there you go. And that may be what's holding you out, but I don't know if you want to add anything to that, Bud, as far as their number or something that somebody might call. But I thought I was the only one that hadn't gotten that figured out yet, Don, but I'm glad to know I'm not alone, and maybe that was it for you.
Tony, that's great. And again, I've just made some notes to have our programmers go in and make that darker and explain that. So again, you know, when sometimes you're so close to it, you can't see the forest through the trees because you're involved every day. But we'll get that straightened out. And that probably, if you're not entering that caption number before you hit submit, that absolutely will keep you from being able to,
yes,
to get in your back office. If that's
yes,
not
it,
though, you can always, you can always call the Iola Corporate. The number is 779-220-2001 and select option number 4, which is agent support. Please do not do that without going through. I mean, obviously, if you can't get in, but if you can get into your back office, there is a protocol listed on the resources page that tells you the process before you make that phone call. Make sure you've exhausted all the other options before you make that phone call, because really at corporate we want them focusing on customers and merchants and not us in the field as independent agents. But again, it's just getting better. All the new material that's coming forward that's going to be posted and available for you, all the new resources, are just going to make your life so much easier. But it starts today with our new IOLAMerchant.com website. So as soon as you get your agent ID, make sure you start using that and using that website. I think it's going to be a blessing to your business and help you grow a large and productive organization, agency.
You bet. Hey, let's go to, I want to go to area code 251, the last four digits, 3333.
This is Kerry Cannon, Mobile.
Hello,
Kerry, how
You're
are
welcome.
You, sir?
I am fine. Hey, listen, I went out last Thursday, and I did sign two tire stores. I have a question for you. Would it mess things up for a demo if I was to allow them to register me as their first customer to see, make sure they understand what they're doing?
You can go in and get approved if you haven't applied already. Purchase anything.
Okay, so as long as I have my checkbook with me and can use my checking account, I can run through it and hopefully get approved, right?
Yep.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, you can get approved. That'll be good for 5 days, and if you want to make a purchase, you're welcome to, but you don't have to. One of the things that a lot of merchants have been doing with success is even running ads and saying that, you know, come in, we have a new no credit check payment, monthly payment option, no obligation, free to apply, and they're using that as a way to get foot traffic in, and then people come in and fill out the app. But just because you fill out an app and get approved doesn't mean you need to make a purchase. So yes, you can absolutely do that. And like I say, Kerry, you're doing a great job. Keep up the great work. But like I say, we are going to have short recorded videos, resources for the merchant. We already have one that kind of walks them through that process, but we don't have for the enrollment process, but we're going to have some more, and we're doing that this week, shooting videos of the customer process and everything else. So yes, you can do that for now, but hopefully we'll have that resolved so not everyone has to do that in the future very soon.
Great. Hey, let's go to let's take two more real quick, Bud. I know we're getting on in the hour here, and we got to get out here and sign up some merchants. 310, the last four digits, 8667. You're live on the radio.
Good morning, Brad and Tony. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for calling in.
So this is Tim Williams. Listen, I had a quick two questions for you. Number one is the website looks awesome, and thank you very much. But I'm concerned about the past efforts that I have made with my flyers that are out there, with my username. Now, some of the accounts could be sizable, but if they come back and look at that and say, hey, I want to do this Iolo, but I lost the flyer, but the Iolo is on the computer, is in the future we're ever going to be coded with something that tags it? I like the idea, but I don't like the idea of ever a merchant being able to sign up with the efforts of my foot traffic being signed up and then being an orphan. And if it is an orphan, do you track it back, or can they call in and say, hey, because there may be some, you may not find out, you might not know. Because a lot of people put marketing materials out, they put cards out, and then let's say 2-3 months down the road, and then that person says, hey, I want to do this now because the timing is right, but it now cannot be traced back to us. And then second question is, when a merchant signs up, I had a couple of deals go through, is it customary that if the IOLO corporate is closed, even if it's approved, if they don't talk to the merchant, is it impossible for that to get closed that day, or it has to be the next day? And is this something that progresses? I just want just curious that they have to get on the phone. And with that, if they're on the phone to talk to the merchant, and if they already have 4 other calls in queue, would that approval then take 5 minutes, 3:40, a minute, or elongated is what I'm saying to you? How would that situation work? Hopefully that's not too difficult.
Thanks for your question. Go ahead, bud.
Okay. Let me address the first question. And as far as orphans, that's being worked on today. You are not going to be able to register as a merchant unless you have an authentic agent ID number. So if they go in and put in a number that doesn't exist in our database, it's not going to let them enroll. We're working on a message right now that goes back to them that says, hey, I'm sorry, this is an invalid agent ID number. Please contact the agent and get the correct information. So that is being worked on as we speak. Again, we just wanted to make the site live today so that you could use it, but that will be remedied. The next, you want to give me a quick review on the last question? Oh, customer service. Customer service, the hours, as Alan announced last week, are being extended. And then starting next Sunday, we're open 7 days a week. So, again, if the process, if the application is filled out correctly and completely, that process could happen with that approval, could happen for the merchant inside of 30 minutes. And, again, if it is, there are times when, you know, we're not open 24 hours a day, and I don't know that we ever will be, but, it may take a half a day now until somebody gets back in to verify or validate that information if it's done after hours. But, again, since our hours are extended and then we're at 6 days a week now, the hours have been extended, and then they're going to be extended permanently and even further as of next Sunday. We'll add Sundays. So we'll be open 7 days a week, Tim, so it shouldn't take too long for your merchant to be approved. The only challenge there is if it's not filled out correctly or not all the information can be verified, it does require personal contact, and, that could take a while because, number one, our staff has to get in contact with the merchant, and, number two, they have to provide the material that we're requesting in order to be approved. So, again, very soon this week you should be able to see information in your back office when your merchants get approved. So if you enroll a merchant and they're not there, just understand that we have a team of experts who are working on trying to make that happen for you. But obviously we can't approve a merchant without all the verified information. Same with a customer.
Hey, bud, let's go. Let's take one more. And I know we've got a lot of people that are on queue this morning, guys. We'll be back tomorrow morning. We're running a little long, but let's go to area code 716, the last 4 digits, 1888. And we really appreciate everybody's questions this morning, bud. It's been a great show today. You're welcome. You're live on the radio. 716-1888.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. How are you, Bill?
Great.
Very cold. I think we're minus 9 today, so it's very, very cold.
Ouch!
but the question that I have, well, actually, comment and then question, is the comment that I got from everybody over the weekend is that training last week has helped people immensely. So as you're putting those short little videos together, everybody's pretty excited about that. And then the question is on the Social Security. Has that been changed on the application? I know I have some people that planned on seeing merchants today, and they wanted to know that question. And they were going to go test it, and I didn't want them just putting, you know, false information in there and making it just wasting an application. So so if you could answer that, that'd be helpful.
Great question, Bill. Thanks so much.
Bill, unfortunately, I cannot answer that because we were up till after 2 in the morning trying to make sure this website was going to be live today. So that has been, with Valentine's Day and getting the website done, I have not been able to do that. But I do believe that our founder and CEO will be available for the radio show tomorrow, and we'll make sure to get that information. Even if he's not, we'll make sure to get that information out to you tomorrow, Bill. I know that's I don't know if it was addressed this weekend or completed this weekend. I know it's been addressed, obviously, but I don't know if it was completed this weekend. But, yes, we have merchants across the country that will come on board as soon as we waive that Social Security number requirement for merchant enrollment. So very important. We'll make sure, Tony, make a note of it to address that tomorrow on the show, and that way we'll end today and everybody can come back tomorrow and hear the answers.
Well, I know, you know, we've also got Donnie's been waiting to get the answer on that one, too. So Donnie's not going to let us forget that, right, Donnie?
Okay, good. Donnie, you remind him.
You know that's right.
There you go.
I'm going to be patient. You guys are doing everything you can.
Well, that's everybody is. That's no doubt. This is happening fast. But you guys did a great job on the website, man. It really does. It looks fantastic. I know the agents in the field are excited. You know, when we get here, the very next guy that gets in tomorrow that signs up as an agent, you know, this all looks like, oh, are they already, you know, we don't even realize how difficult it is to get to these points. And we're just literally we just launched a week ago Saturday, literally officially, guys. So I think the progress has been substantial and phenomenal, and just a great job, bud, really. And it's been a good show this morning. I've had a lot of fun listening to the questions, the comments, and it's been an entertaining show. So, Bud, how about you taking the last word today, and tell us what to look forward to tomorrow on tomorrow's show and throughout this week.
Well, Tony, again, we'll be traveling this week, so hopefully we may have some merchants on the phone, and I'd like to get some interviews on the phone. We've got some great people out in the field having success, and also who possess information that would help us greatly in the field. So we'll try to schedule those, line those up this week, and get some guests on. And also, there will be some announcements this week. You know, we'll try to get Alan on here tomorrow, if possible, if not as soon as possible, to share some information that I know a lot of people have been waiting to hear. So we'll just stay tuned to Iola Radio. That's all I can share with you.
All right. Well, that sounds like good advice. We'll be back tomorrow morning, friends, 718-664-9145. We appreciate you guys being here with us. And thank you, Mr. Donnie Chris, as always, for working in the background, my friends.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iola Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iola, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.